Business contracts with Indian country or the U.S. government can be tricky, but not impossible. Providing a roadmap for doing business with tribal agencies or the federal government, including FEMA and military bases, is the purpose of the 8th Annual Indian Country Business Summit, taking place next week in Norman. We'll also hear about a documentary titled, I Said I Would Never Paint This Way Again. It shows next week at the Sam Noble Museum of Natural History. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Denise Bowman is a counselor and conference organizer at the Tribal Government Institute, one of the sponsors of the Indian Country Business Summit. Bowman says sometimes good business is about timing.
We get a lot of calls on, how do I do business with the government, meaning basically defense, and always the calls right after a tornado, I want to help, how can I do that? One of the important things is that you have to be there ahead of time, you have to already be in the pipeline, and so it's too late when the tornadoes hit.
The conference's first general session will teach businesses how to contract with the government and do it better.
We have a lady coming in from FEMA. She's in the regional office. She came here last year during the tornadoes, or right after them, and explained to us what it takes to be registered to get FEMA work. We also have people from the state, from the Oklahoma Department of Transportation, the Central Purchasing. We also have, for people wanting to do business with the tribes have their own mechanism which they do business. The tribes that are bigger tend to have, like, say, for example, Chickasaws, Cherokees, Choctaws, have what they call TARO programs, and that stands for Tribal Employment Rights Office.
According to Bowman, it is through these programs that businesses get on the bidders list. Being on this list means your business has already been checked out and is a preferred vendor. The first day of the conference will be a teaching day with national speakers.
We have a doing business with the military panel, which is Tinker Air Force Base, Shepherd Air Force Base, Fort Sill, Altus, Vance, Corps of Engineers, and, you know, okay, those are on-base people who tell you how you go about doing business with the base and who does their buying and who's the small business liaison there, and that's good information. You don't get to start without knowing who to talk to.
Along the same line will be a presentation on how to do business with the Veterans Administration. Bowman said the main benefits gained from the conference are contacts and networking.
We will have matchmaking the second day, which is where our attendees get an 8-minute session with each individual purchasing agency or prime contractor or tribal purchasing person, to basically give them their elevator speech and hand them their capability statement and then hear what they have out there. And the best thing they walk away with is contact. They have a name, a number, and where they belong. And if they get started there, then they can start with that person and then work their way through the agency. It's not contract so much as it is contacts.
That was Denise Bowman from the Tribal Government Institute and one of the organizers of the 8th Annual Indian Country Business Summit, which takes place next week at the Embassy Suites in Norman. It's not often that you schedule an interview and your subject's father shows up, but in this case it was apropos. Filmmaker Matt Barse was busy editing, so he sent his father, Steve Barse, in his place. Steve Barse retired from the Indian Health Service. His ideas and observations fueled his son's work on the documentary, I Said I Would Never Paint This Way Again. The title was inspired by one of the featured artist's work.
The painting is intriguing. It's one of by Tom Pula, I Said I Would Never Paint This Way Again. And so when we thought about it, well, that's kind of in essence what the artists are doing also, is that if they didn't before, they now paint with the intention to inspire wellness, not to cure anybody, but to inspire, maybe subconsciously inspiring some traditional thought patterns that have been in the past. And that sounds kind of touchy-feely, but it's not. I mean, you know, you as a Osage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, know that Indians understand that world. So it's not just some cute little thing. We believe that hanging this art in every clinic in the IHS 3-state area and beyond will be quite a benefit to people.
Barse is struck by current statistics that, in his words, put Native Americans in the lead in all negative health statistics.
I got to thinking, if we're ever going to resolve this, because I used to be in the health field some way, way back when, and 30 years ago, 35 years ago, nothing's really changed. It's going to take a total effort relying on our ceremony. You know, some people resist that and have been conditioned to think it's a bad thing. Well, it's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a very good thing. And we promote that as a group, as the artists as a group promote that. Getting re-involved with ceremony or accessing it or whatever that might mean to that person.
That was Steve Barst discussing the documentary I Said I'd Never Paint This Way Again, made by his son, Matt Barst. It will show at the Sam Noble Museum next Thursday at 7 p.m. We'll hear more of Steve Barst's interview and hear from his son, Matt, next week on Indian Times. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this program, go to our website, kgou.org.